not the nicest person in the whole world, you know what I'm saying? It's like I have a good heart, but it's like I tend to shut people out a lot. It's like I'll let you come so close, but that's it. And the reason being is because I've been hurt a lot, you know what I'm saying? It's like I've opened up my heart and I've been let down a lot, but I fight, you know what I'm saying? Every day I struggle and I keep on pushing because I know that my life has purpose and that God has a plan for my life. The biggest thing for me is learning how to let go, and that's the hardest thing. And you begin to have to let go of people, situations. Your life is constantly changing. That means letting go of friendships, relationships, familyships, you know what I'm saying? Even people in your family are not always ready to accept the change that you're ready to make. And sometimes they keep you bound in that same situation. So it's important to allow the change to flow through you and to be the change and to let go. And I love my life because it's beautiful when you can finally love you. And right now in my life, I love me. I love me for who I am. I love the fact that I'm beautiful in every aspect of my life. You know what I'm saying? It's like so many people search and search and search to find their true purpose. And the truth of the matter is that your true purpose you will find when you speak from my heart.
The good old days, they bring him back, divide and rule, he knew what makes us crack. We were in trenches before we knew it, shooting at each other. Now walls in ruins. Let's come together. He made us think we were supreme, fear-mongering, he knew what make us mean. Neighbors became targets, just waiting days. Now we try to forget, we all have our ways, we all have our ways. Let's come together. We can't help it. History repeats itself, we're stowaways.
in a doom orbit. We can't help it. See how our love to play with power.
Radio Lora, 97,5 MHz.
Come on, 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 come on on! Come on, come on! Antifa!
Maybe Remember the wise man has nothing to prove. But the one who has nothing has nothing to lose. More things we don't need, we'll make more fees. More laws we don't heed, it's all Sammy. Who leads, it don't matter, they can't make change. New driver, but we got no brakes. Whatever the place, whatever the face, the master never ever frees his slave. They always knew it, so they pursue it. But we were too divided to ever be guided. But we gotta stop them, cause they're rotten from the day they're picking cotton. They sell us a love song and we're so besotted. So confused, we believe their promise. But there are some that lead more honest. They are not forgotten, though they shot them. So scream to the top of your lungs right from the bottom.
Malcolm said it, Martin said it, Marley said it, Harley said it, Garvey said it, Two Saints said it. I weren't there, but I'm sure Destiny said it. Malcolm said it, Martin said it, Marley said it, Harley said it, Garvey said it, Lumumba said it. I weren't there, but I'm sure Destiny said it.
Don't rebel, the rebels are the tyrants. You are not God, so we are not defiant. No human nature, just our behavior. The oppressed, wanting that oppressor is the savior. Round the globe killing, claiming to be religion. All the books said it's sinning, and that is just the beginning. I'll spread democracy by dropping a bomb on them terrorists with no shoes and socks. I reckon history teaches us the lesson. The bigger terrorist is the one with the bigger weapons. They talk, but we didn't listen. They spoke and then went missing. We can't see all the things that imprison us, cause we don't appreciate the freedoms they've given us. I wouldn't bet it, will we ever get it? Run, tell your friends that Akala said it.
If you ain't found something to die for, if you ain't found something to die for, you never live. If you ain't found something to die for, if you ain't found something to die for, you never live.
Malcolm said it, Martin said it, Marley said it, Harley said it, Garvey said it, Saint said it, I weren't there, but I'm sure Destiny said it. Malcolm said it, Martin said it, Marley said it, Harley said it, Garvey said it, Lumumba said it, I weren't there, but I'm sure Destiny said it.
Das musst du gesehen haben.
Nein, muss ich nicht.
Das musst du gelesen haben.
Nein, muss ich nicht.
Das musst du probieren.
Nein, muss ich nicht.
Das musst du demonstrieren.
Nein, muss ich nicht.
Da musst du auch reingehen.
Nein, muss ich nicht.
Das musst du doch einsehen.
Nein, muss ich nicht.
Du musst mit dir harmonieren.
Nein, muss ich nicht.
Du musst mitmarschieren.
keine Kategorie. Und das will ich auch nicht, ehrlich gesagt wollte ich das nie. Ich will mich nicht verbiegen für dein Bild von Geschlecht. Und deshalb bin ich einfach die, die dein Frauenbild zerfetzt. Ich greife in die Kiste, bastel mir mein Geschlecht zusammen. Du findest es kriminell, ich sag dir einfach Pech gehabt. Dein Problem ist dein Problem und nicht mein Problem. Kümmer dich um dein Problem und mach es nicht zu meinem Problem. Ich will anziehen, was ich will, blende eure Blicke aus. Wenn mich einer trifft an schlechten Tagen, mach ich Tracks raus. Scheiß Kommentare, von komm, ich mach dir die Haare, bis ich hab Angst, wenn ich dich sehe. Ja, die solltest du auch haben, krieg dich oft. Und ich hab mich schon dran gewöhnt, find es unkreativ, seit Jahren das Gleiche zu hören. Und jeder denkt, er wäre der Erste, der das sagt. Früher hatte ich das Bedürfnis, einfach auf sie einzuschlagen. Heute hab ich bisschen Mitleid, wenn ich mit Gefangenen laber. Trotzdem gehen die Aggressionen einfach nicht weg, die ich habe. Denn die Mehrheit unterstützt diese Rollen, die dich einzwängen und die sich seit der Kindheit schon in unsere Köpfe einbrennen. Du sagst, ich pass nicht in deine Kategorie. Und das will ich auch nicht, ehrlich gesagt, wollte ich das nie. Ich will mich nicht verbiegen für dein Bild von Geschlecht. Und deshalb bin ich einfach die, die dein Frauenbild zerfetzt. Du sagst, ich pass nicht in deine Kategorie. Und das will ich auch nicht, ehrlich gesagt, wollte ich das nie. Ich will mich nicht verbiegen für dein Bild von Geschlecht. Und deshalb bin ich einfach die, die dein Frauenbild zerfetzt. Du sagst, Frauen benehmen sich anders, meine Neigungen sind krankhaft. Doch ich bin nicht geboren, damit mein Anblick dich anmacht. Ich wurde schon von Frauenklos geschmissen, konfrontiert mit Gedanken aus dem Arsch rausgeschissen. Von Leuten, die zu viel MTV geguckt haben, die Werbung sehen und denken, auf dem Bildschirm wäre das Wahre. Ich war nie so, wie ihr mich haben wolltet und bin zum Glück bis heute nicht mit eurem Bild verschmolzen. Ich versuch stolz zu sein oder einfach drauf zu scheißen. Versuch Leuten Mut zu machen, sich selber treu zu bleiben. Diese Kategorie sollten überflüssig werden und es wäre mein Traum, wenn es irgendwann auch alle merken. Und es überflüssig wäre, Lieder darüber zu singen und ich meine Zeit mehr mit was Schönerem verbringen. Alltagsrepression, ich erlebe das mein Leben lang und seh dir an und wünsch dir, dass du nicht mitreden kannst. Kann ich nix anfangen mit dem Glitzer, hab mein eigenes Konzept. Find ich putsch und fahm bescheuert, weil es in Schubladen steckt. Ich mag kein Körperkult, kein Pink und keine Oberflächlichkeit. Mag keine einseitigen Kämpfe, weil sie mich nicht befreien. Ich will so sein, wie ich will und ich wünsche das jedem. Und ich kämpfe gegen Anpassungen und Rollen, die uns nicht stehen.
Nie wieder Friseur, Junge, lange Haare trennt. Meine Crew sieht aus wie eine Metalband. Pony wächst raus und wir rocken Second Tent. Bis sich ein Bird darin verfängt. Nie wieder Friseur, Junge, lange Haare trennt. Rock ein Metal-Shirt und ich kenn sogar die Band. Bis ich meine Mama bald nicht mehr kenn. Nein, Donald Trump ist nicht mein Präsident. Drei Flaschen Weißwein in meinem Cooler. Junge, seh ich aus wie ein CDUler. Zwei Kisten Reisdorf auf meinem Balkon. Lass mein Haar runter wie Sohn. Fühl mich wie Jory Ramone. Homie, ich kann nix mehr sehen. Bin auf Adrenochrom, Bruder, allerbeste Leben. Pumpe Alice in Chains und Alanis Morissette. Denn 100% aller Rapper sind Dreck. Geh nicht nach Vietnam, verweigere den Kriegsdienst doch. Wir sind keine Hippies, scheiß Nazis, Mann, er schießt die Scheiß auf Gentleman Style. Du bist voll der Hyopai. 20. Jahrhundert ist seit 20 Jahren vorbei. Schwarze Tätowierung, nur ohne Schattierung. Alles simpel, keine komplizierten Formulierungen. Dein Großvater sagt, ich seh aus wie eine Frau. Lange Haare trennt und damit bin ich nie wieder Friseur. Junge, lange Haare trennt. Meine Crew sieht aus wie eine Metalband. Pony wächst raus und wir rocken Second Ten. Lange Haare trennt, bis ich ein Bird.
C'est LOL sur Radio Laura 97.5.
Your holy books fire, hate despair and drama. If your God does love you, I hope you make him wear a condom. People think with prayer they're safe in the streets. Frederick Douglass didn't become free till he prayed with his feet. You can tell the hell in God are man-made. They both want to question authority and demand slaves. And any incarnation of slavery's not good. So from here we can deduce Stockholm Syndrome is not hood. But it gets deeper than this, especially when people get pissed. When you point out their deity's nature and even intent. But I'll never worship anything with evil in it. Especially something who allows evil to even exist. I don't give a shit if he created me. That don't give him the right to commit genocide with pride and act crazily. His abused and neglected claim is crooked biz. If this was Cali, DCFS would have came and took his kids. Belief is so important that if you don't, you go to hell. Without the type of proof you need in court to avoid a jail. Give me the gas can and send me. I don't need the draws. All because I can't fathom how your God doesn't need a cause.
I don't know about you, but this looks like imprisonment.
Yeah.
What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners.
Yeah.
Even defend the tactics that are used to imprison them.
You're a conquered mind trying to conquer brother mind selling.
But this looks like imprisonment.
Yeah.
What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners.
One,
even defend the tactics that are used to imprison them.
Another conquered mind trying to conquer other minds. Please
come and hear our truth.
Religious freedom is an oxymoron. None of them books scare me. Not the Bible, not the Quran. This is to Islam and its fundamentalism. The day you release your women, I'll quit releasing venom. Until then, no amount of scientific contributions could ever excuse your hateful chauvinistic institution. But here's the real reason I'm not a Muslim. Children, see your anointed prophet used to fuck them. Listen, Muhammad was taking children as wives. One he married at 6 and consummated at 9. He was somewhere in his 50s trying to get in them draws. She wasn't even 10 yet, still playing with dolls. So they try to hit me with the, oh, the times were different. Rationalizing atrocities, now you sound like Christians. I charge the views on women as sickening. Either update the culture or just fade into history. But either way,
this looks like imprisonment. What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners. Even defend the tactics that are used to imprison them.
A conquered mind trying to conquer other minds selling.
Come out here on truth. But this looks like imprisonment. What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners. Even defend the tactics that are used to imprison them.
For conquered minds trying to conquer other minds, a challenge.
Come out here on truth. But this looks like imprisonment. What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners. Even defend the tactics that are used to imprison them.
A conquered mind trying to conquer other minds, selling.
Come out here on truth. But this looks like imprisonment. What's worse is that the prisoners don't know that they're prisoners. Even defend the tactics that are used to imprison them.
For conquered minds trying to conquer other minds, a challenge.
Come and hear our truth.
When it comes to speak about women in Islam, now I am free, but I cannot forget my niece. She was forced to marry her cousin when she was 10. He was over 40. Her marriage was valid and legalized under the Islamic Sharia because Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, married his second wife. When she was 6, he was over 50.
There's a great and a bloody fight round this whole world tonight. In the battle, the bombs and shrapnel rain. Hitler told the world around he would tear our union down. But our union's gonna break them slavery chains. Our union's gonna break them slavery chains. I walked up on a mountain in the middle of